No.
So I was thinking about giving a contrary view to what we're going to hear from Dr. Joe. We actually pretty a bit about the opportunities for the industry. And I want to talk a little bit about that, and then set it up for Dr. Joe to talk about the pluses and minuses and what you need to worry about and what you want to get excited about. So in general, there's a lot of talk about pressure on the industry, and maybe we should start with that. Why the concerns? First of all, there is a global economy that impacts almost every industry. So if you look at, for example, like I heard people from FedEx, if you look at FedEx numbers, they show that there are less things being shipped around in the world. If you look at exports from Asia, they're sharply down in the last few months because mostly Europeans are buying less. So there's a lot of negative news out there. Actually, one of the economies that are actually holding pretty stable is the U.S. For many reasons. And if you want in one word why the U.S. is actually ahead of everybody else and pretty stable and growing even though in a small pace, there are many reasons, but if I have to pick one word, it's print. We're printing money and putting more money in the economy. The central bank now is implementing the QE3, which is $42 billion every month, printing, putting back in the economy via purchasing of mortgage-backed bonds. And so that's helpful. I think we're going to see that to be the solution in Europe. I think at some point the ECB is going to print a lot of money and going to help bail out Spain, Italy, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and so on. So if you think why you didn't get into the business of printing money, it's probably a little too late, and it's probably a little too illegal to print money. But there's a lot of other opportunities. So the first pressure on everybody's business is the economy, but again, we're lucky we're in the U.S. A lot of us selling internationally, but our main market is here. So, and I think that there's a good reason to believe that that will remain the case. It's not going to be a lot better, but it's not going to get a lot worse, hopefully. I know I speak on behalf of most of you here when we think about the election in a month, that the best outcome for all of us, it would be over, and we can get back to thinking about how to plan the future for this great country. So that's kind of a global question. Then more the local question is the question of the industry, where you see more pages or more things we used to print on getting to be on electronic media online. I flew in on Saturday. I read a couple of my favorite magazines on my iPad. I read another few pages in the latest Farid Zakaria book, the post-American era. It's all, it was an iPad. I did some emails on that. So clearly, I didn't need any paper. And I'm one of those guys that actually like printing materials. So I look at my kids. They definitely don't print anything unless they've been forced to. So there's definitely that question. So we're facing that. So why is that that we're actually pretty upbeat about the opportunities? We're actually seeing a lot of evidence that other areas of printing and other opportunities are being emerged, especially for customers that transformed their business and did something proactive about that. And the way to think about it, some of you recognize the fact we're now Connect is a conference and maybe heard my talk about the window for printing. And I compare what's happening to printing to what happened to a lot of other technologies. So if you look, for example, for cell phone technology, mobile phone technology, and you only looked at the market leader, the undisputed market leader 10 years ago, which is Nokia, you will think that nobody's using cell phone anymore, that this technology is about to disappear from the world, declining faster than print, right? Because it's Nokia is declining, you know, the stock is at 2 or 3. A lot of people say they might not be around in the next few years, they get bought, whatever. Of course, you didn't look at the new way of doing mobile phone, right? The smartphone, the Apple, the Samsung, the Google, all those things that changed the landscape. And I gave some other examples. So from our perspective, we look at what print can be transformed to. So number one application for of course, is digital print, the ability to do something customized, personalized very quickly. It was not available at that quality and speed years ago. And the good news is marketers around the world are actually focusing on that. They want to go personalized. They learned from the internet that mass marketing is not working as good as before. Again, back to my kids, they don't watch TV on the TV anymore. They watch TV shows on the computer. They skip every commercial. If you ask them what commercial you see, they didn't see any commercial. Okay. So it's tough to get to people with advertisement. With direct print, with digital printing, you can really personalize what you do. And this is you know, something that TFI spent a lot of energy with our fiery content, and of course with our internet printers. And then the other things that we start to see emerging is actually a lot of you are printing on all sorts of other different materials, not just on paper. So we're seeing it with the emergence of inkjet technology that actually allowed to print on many different materials. On our ViewTech machine, you can print on almost any material up to 2 inches thick. So people print on glass and wood and metal and all sorts of slim materials and thick materials. And definitely we see that as a great way of from getting more revenue, using the same customers you have, getting them into outdoor application, packaging, some other things. And we're seeing some good evidence that that's been growing, and I'll get to this in a second. So, back to the transformation. So we see people print on other materials, and we see another area of transformation. People get their business to run very efficiently. They're running it as a science, they have, they implement MIS, whether it's ours or somebody else, and they get to figure out where the waste is, how much they need to charge, which customers are the most profitable. Data is fantastic. Okay, in EFI, part of our transformation is we implement a lot of data-driven decision, and we drive our decision based on data, and God's feeling, but data is part of everything we do. So every morning at 6 a.m., we have 14 reports that have been sent to me and Mark and about how the company is doing compared to last quarter, compared to the same day a year ago. So if today is October 7th? So today is October 8th, I have a report that says how much, for example, ink we sold worldwide to our customers compared to last year's October 8th. And guess what? When I talk about ink, we now have 11 quarters that we reported already in a row where our ink consumption, our customer ink consumption, is growing at least 20% every quarter. And they're not just buying ink from us because they like us. I like to think they like us. They're buying it because their business is growing. This idea of using inkjet to print on all sorts of materials, white formats, not just an A3, A4 pages, is actually growing, and we're seeing good evidence of it. So this is number one thing. And when I wake up and I see bad news about Spain, I double click and say, hey, how much ink we sold in Spain compared to last year? And actually the answer is, we're selling better year over year because even the computer companies consumer companies are trying to advertise. So, in summary, I think that people that are transforming the business either externally by offering new applications or internally by trying to run their business a lot more efficient, and obviously the people that are doing both are saying there's a lot of people that see growth. I talked to you yesterday, a lot of people that are seeing growth that I don't see in many other industries, and they are in print, and there's a lot of opportunities, and I think this is our second line of print, and we're all looking forward to continue to do that. And the last thing is, whatever you do, whether you buy a product, whether you do something else, one thing I recommend not to do, unless you want to be on the trajectory that Dr. Job is going to talk about in a second, don't stand still. Don't decide to do nothing. Wait for a better economy or for the A3, A4 pages to come back. That's not going to work. You have to take some changes, transform the business to what you think you're doing really well, what your customers would like, and I think there's a lot of you going to be very successful in going in the years to come. So, thank you for listening to me this morning, and let me turn it over to you.